Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's me, Ashley Burgess. Matt and I are here in the studio tonight. And, you know, our third segment conversation here on this show is about the three Ds, you know, and we got divorce, we have death, and we have distance. And, you know, the first holiday without a loved one due to one of these three Ds can be an extremely difficult holiday, especially for the individual that's having to experience the situation. You know, we all go through, when we go through a divorce, we have our entire world is kind of turned upside down. You know, with divorce comes limited or no time with your children. Obviously, limited or probably no time with your ex-spouse, and that might be a good thing. Limited or no time with the ex-in-laws, and you definitely lose some of your friends who sided with your ex-spouse or those other ones who just decided to leave the relationship with both of you completely alone and walk out of both of your life. You know, so after a divorce, a person can feel as if they've had no home and can feel uprooted, and the impact is felt times two over the holidays, consequently, because it's stressful and it's sad, you know, but the death of a spouse or a relative can make joy a difficult thing. And I think during the holidays, the time to spend with your loved ones, it can be a dreadful to know that you are spending it alone or missing a loved one. You know, distance from a loved one can be, lonely in nature as well. And if you or your family recently moved, you're on one side of the world and they're on the other. You must come up with a plan to not feel so lonely and isolated, you know, but I think the worst thing would be to have a family member, especially a husband or wife or mom or dad, to pass on and this be the first Christmas or whatever holiday that you're celebrating, you know, Hanukkah or whatever, without this person.
Yeah, you know, death, you know, comes, we all face death. I just had an uncle pass a couple months ago, but, you know, Christmas is the perfect time just to sit around the table when we do get together as a family and just remember and share the stories of, you know, those who are not here this season, you know.
It's Christmas is the summer of the season.
I know, right? It's a perfect time just to share those memories. We don't do it enough, you know. We can just go around the table and it opens up that dialogue for the family who, you know, doesn't talk to each other a lot. We can all share memories. It's one thing we all share in common.
That's so true.
Yeah. So, you know, this Christmas, let's, you know, take time to remember those who aren't with us and, you know, to share a fun story about them. You know, their memory will live on. And yeah, the kids, you know, below us need to know that that person impacted our life and how great they actually were.
No, that's true, you know, because we all need to know, you know, how important someone was, and also children that are younger need to know, too, that this person existed as well as what it meant to you and what that person means. But I think even more so, it's like, you know, try not to dwell in the negative or the empty part of it, but looking at it from what you got out of it.
Yeah, just know you're blessed from knowing that person.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
I mean, like, thinking about, I had a friend of mine, I guess a few years ago, I didn't realize that he was involved with an altercation where these people basically held them by gunpoint. And anyway, long story short, he's really lucky to have gotten out of the situation, period. And to go back and to realize that actually happened right at the time of my birth, so actually I wouldn't have ever gotten to meet that person, period, how my life would have been different without that person even there.
Yeah.
Whoa, totally gives that whole meaning to that, what's that Christmas show, The Wonderful Life or whatever, he gets erased. I know it's kind of hokey a little bit, this show. I mean, I like it and all. It's a good drinking show. But, you know, it does make sense.
Yeah, it does. The Christmas story, you know, we'll watch that, you know. And it's just one of those memories of having my uncle in the background on Christmas Day, you know, at the family's house when the Christmas story plays 24 hours on TBS. You know what I mean?
A marathon.
It's just the small memory of having that presence in the room and, you know, just take the time to acknowledge that.
That's cool.
So
it's like the Christmas spirit. You know, we all have it, no matter if you're religious or not religious. I'm not trying to invoke any type of religion here tonight, but I am saying, you know, when you have that feeling, that spirit, you know, and it's really good to be around and to remember those people. You know, one of the biggest things, though, and I make light of it, is alcohol. You know, a lot of people don't realize that alcohol is a depressant. And, you know, alcohol can be fun and dandy, but honestly, if you're going through a situation that I was talking about, maybe limiting alcohol intake is a good thing, just because I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but I'm sure that everybody listening can attest that when they drink a certain amount of alcohol, they start drunk dialing, things start happening, they get depressed, whatever it is, somebody didn't call them back, they're going to call that person back and ask why. So when you're dealing with something that small versus a death in the family that's really affected you, maybe drinking less is probably a good idea.
Yeah, and you're just damaging your own body. I mean, in the end, you know, when it, you know, crosses that line of, you know, party to, you know, problem, You know, you got to recognize you're knocking off years that, you know, the grandchildren won't have with you, or, you know, other family members won't get to spend with you because you are damaging your own body to the point where, you know, 3 cocktails, 4 cocktails, you know, then you hit the floor. You know what I mean?
You're like, oh my gosh, the lights went out.
Yep.
I woke up.
Blackout.
I woke up the next day feeling really bad.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing too is exercise. A lot of us, you know, talk about exercise. And I'm not talking about taking a 5-minute walk outside. You know, I'm really talking about getting some exercise, moving around. Yeah, you can get some exercise in 10 minutes and things can change. Anything can happen in 10 minutes. But really kind of getting those endorphins going, really helping your well-being, your stability. And it really helps because it gets your mind off stuff and also puts things in perspective. You know, I know a lot of people say that they get perspective in the shower or they get perspective from whatever. You get perspective when you exercise. You get put things into perspective. Things don't affect you as bad. And I think that's something that needs to be kind of addressed as well. No matter what you're going through, everybody's going through something. And, you know, to make this a little lighter of a subject, you know, try to find the humor in things. Try to laugh about stuff. Try to find humor. Try to make new traditions. And so if you have somebody that has passed, maybe do something that they love to do and do it with the rest of the family.
Yeah. And then video record it, put it on YouTube, and you got a hit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, we should do that. What's that guy's name, that Japanese guy that does
it? Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm actually doing it in my seat right now.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. You look great. We should do it. We should do it. We should get up. We need a... We need Raul to help us out here, too. He can probably give us a do the background here, right. You know?
It's just like the Call Me Maybe videos. Everybody made their own video to Call Me Maybe.
Oh, yeah, Call Me Maybe. You know, oh, goodness. Oh, so. Goodness. I don't know. Yeah, I never jumped on that bandwagon, but I do like the song. I know that people love that. But
I'm addicted.
You know, so let's talk a little bit about, like, you know, things that we do. You know, what is it in the holiday season? Everybody says the same thing. It's like, I can't believe it's already almost Christmas Eve. I mean,
I really can't. I mean, December just flew right by.
Isn't it crazy?
It is.
It's insane.
But, you know, the world didn't end. Hey, we're here. No zombie apocalypse. So, I mean, 2013 is going to be great. I keep preaching that just because I need to hear it. Because if you say it out loud, I mean, stuff will start coming true.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. You know, it's true. It's like the end of the world, I think that's funny. Because they were talking about what time it was. And I said, I'm sure the Mayans, you know, really were like, okay, well, we're going to do the calendar so that in Atlanta, Georgia, on December 21st, 2000, you know, back when there was no United States or there was nothing, any sort of landmass known by that, especially Atlanta, Georgia, we're not using that time schedule, you know? I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you go to the almanac and try to get some sort of clarity to that, but that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But you know how we are here. We all think that the world revolves around us, especially in Atlanta. It's got to be the right time, you know? Is it the time that Facebook uses a general mean time? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
I'm just glad that's behind us.
I mean, Y2K.
People actually sold their belongings. You know, I was listening to the news station, and it just showed stories of people who sold their stuff just because they thought the world was going to end. I'm like, A, why are you selling it? B, we're here. Like, it's really sad to think that, you know, people did think that.
What did they do? I mean, like, what was the money thing then? What were they going to do with the money?
You know, I'm like, are you going to, I don't know. It just baffles my mind. But we're here, you know.
I got a bunch of money, but the world's going to end.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything now. I got a bean bag. And that's about it.
Yep.
And I moved in with my brother. And,
yeah, got 6 seasons of The Walking Dead or whatever.
Now my brother wants me to get out because now it's not the end of the world. So, yeah, you know, it's crazy. You know, but the other thing about the end of the world thing is that let's not wait till we think it's the end of the world to tell people we love them. I mean, I saw a difference in people, you know, a few days before all this. People that really don't ever say anything about, you know, I care about you or anything. I mean, you know, they might as well almost kick you to the curb. We're very nice in the last few days. But why do we have to wait till maybe the world's ending before we can be nice to people?
I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those weird things in life.
I mean, it's like unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. So anyway, it is what it is. But well, you know what we got? We got a lot of stuff coming back up. We got Cynthia Smoot coming on. She's going to talk to us about what's going on for Christmas. And I think that's cool. You know, also the last bit about this is that everybody, you don't need to get down on stuff. You got to just kind of look at the positive and try to see what you have in your life and really just be like, you know, hey, I got a lot going on for me. Put a smile on because it's really hard to be depressed when you're truly smiling.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've tried.
Yeah, right? If you smile and look in the mirror.
Yeah.
After about a minute, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you have that bling, that's your teeth, you know.
Like, I'm actually not that sad, you know. Yeah. But I'm not that depressed, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, so we'll be right back. Stay on KLIF.com, 570 AM, and iHeartRadio, and we'll be talking about all kinds of stuff going on in Dallas.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.